بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, there is this beautiful hadith which is so famous, we've heard it many many times, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn from this and to practice this in our lives and to bless us by the fact that we try to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and it is in Sahih Ibn Hibban. He reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended the minbar, and he said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen 3 times. So it was asked, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you ascended the minbar and you said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Why did you do that? Rasulullah ﷺ said, verily, Jibreel ﷺ came to me and he said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, then he will enter hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. I said Ameen. Then Jibreel ﷺ said, whosoever sees his parents in their old age, one or both of them, and he does not honor them, he doesn't serve them, and he dies, then he will enter hellfire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast him far away. So say Ameen, and I said Ameen. Then Jibreel salam said, whosoever has your name mentioned in his presence, and he does not send blessings upon you, and he dies, then he will enter hellfire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast him far away. So say Ameen, and I said Ameen. And this is in Sahih Ibn Hibban. My brothers and sisters, look at this beautiful hadith and see, first and foremost, see what a tremendous, powerful situation it is. There are two Rasools of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are saying Ameen. One Rasool is Jibreel alayhi salam. And the second Rasul is the Sayyidul Mursaleen, the Imamul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Right? Two of the messengers of Allah. One is making the dua and asking the other one to say Ameen, and he's saying Ameen. Now, how powerful this must be. So what is this dua? The first and foremost, he said that whoever reaches Ramadan, whoever is granted the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven. Now, not forgiven means what? It doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is randomly giving Ramadan to you and allowing us to come into Ramadan and then randomly Allah says, no, I will not forgive you. No. There's nothing random in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions. Ramadan came for us to seek forgiveness. So if we seek forgiveness, we will be forgiven. Ramadan came for us to fast, Ramadan came for us to read Quran, Ramadan came for us to pray in the night, Ramadan came in order to enable us to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we did that, then inshallah musta'an, we have every hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and inshallah He will forgive us. So who is the person who, even though he or she may get Ramadan, they are not forgiven? They are people who do not take advantage of Ramadan. People who will not fast, people who do not give up their haram activities, people who continue to do whatever they do, continue to disobey Allah, continue to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a care in the world. These are the people who are meant in this. And what happened? Jibreel salam says, Ya Rasulullah, whoever finds Ramadan and is not forgiven, then that person will enter the hellfire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast him far away. Say Ameen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I said Ameen. Talk about sealing the fit. What can be more powerful than this kind of dua? And the two people who are saying Ameen, who is higher in status than these two people? Jibreel alayhi salam is the head of the malaika. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the head of everything. Then he says, Jibreel alayhi salam, Whoever sees his parents in old age, meaning parents are alive, this person knows they are alive, this person, the parents are available to him or her. Whoever sees his parents in old age, one or both of them, whether it's, you know, one person or two, and he does not honor them, so, and he dies, then this person will enter the hellfire and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen, and I said Ameen. Now, imagine that you have your parents with you, and these parents are old, they need you, and at that time you don't serve them. Many people are under this impression that if you stick your parents into an old people's home and it's a nice luxurious place and you are paying enough money, you don't need to do anything else. Believe me, I have seen parents literally yearning and crying for their children to be there with them, to be in touch with them. And those parents are not lacking for anything. They are living in comfort, they have servants, they have transportation, they have a driver, there is a car, everything. Food is cooked for them, somebody is there to take care of them, clean the house, they don't have to move a finger, everything is taken care of them, but they are calling out for their children. Where is my son? Where is my daughter? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. My brothers and sisters, please understand this. Please understand this. Relationship is with the heart. It's not the amount of food they are eating. Many people are under this impression that as long as I am throwing enough money, everything will be fine. You know, as long as I am paying the bills. Really, it should be. I mean, sometimes I think parents are suckers. I mean, why are you yearning for your kid? You've got a nice place to live in and enjoy yourself, man. Let the kid be wherever he is. But that's not how parents work. I mean, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khudrat. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if you get your parents and you don't serve them, you don't honor them, you are not respectful to them, you are arguing with them, you are treating them with disrespect, then Allah will throw you in the hellfire and will cast you far away. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril alayhi salam says Ameen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says Ameen. And the third one is the position and the waqar and the izzah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Jibril alayhi salam says, whoever has your name mentioned in his presence, meaning that you are sitting there and somebody is saying something and they're saying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or they are saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if you do not send salat and salam, minimum of that is to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Much better is to say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. The fuqaha have said that in one majlis, in one sitting, if you say this one time, it is sufficient. But for the one who loves Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would want to say it every single time. This is what Imam Shafi also said, rahmatullahi alayh, that every time the name Muhammad is mentioned, every time Rasulullah is mentioned, say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, minimum. You don't have to say it loudly, say it softly, but say it. Here, Jibril alayhi salam is saying that the person who does not do that, when your name is mentioned, the person does not send salat and salam on you, Allah will throw him in the hellfire and cast him far away. Say Ameen, and he said Ameen. The beauty of durood, the beauty of salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that you are actually doing yourself a favor. Believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and his anbiya and his malaika and his angels, they send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't need your salat and salam. This is for yourself, and because Allah ordered, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, you also send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and address him by salam. The point is that this is something we are doing ourselves a favor by sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who sends salat and salam on me one time, Allah will bless him 10 times. For every one time. Now imagine if you are sending 100 times salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you got blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1,000 times. Imagine if you are living in this world, and obviously you are, and you are being showered by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautiful will be your life. And for that, what did you do? You said, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the azmat and izzat and muhabbat of His Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, and enable us to send salat and salam on Him in great quantity in Ramadan and for the rest of our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.